Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Kevin Fishbane, Bears beat writer for The Athletic.
Justin Fields, he is big, he is fast, he's got a great arm, he's a great leader. It's hard to really find any weakness in what he did in college, and he was just a winner. I mean, the guy just went out and won a ton of games by being an incredible quarterback.
Let's talk Bears with Kevin Fishbane. You can find him on Twitter at @KFishbane. He covers Chicago's NFL team for The Athletic, and he also do we have him on Twitch? I don't know if he's going to join us on Twitch today. He's probably up there at Hallis Hall, which would preclude that. But we always welcome him to the Score Hotline, presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Hello, Fish. How are you?
I'm good, Dan. I was running a little late because I obviously had to put a lot of sunscreen on. I pull into the Hallis Hall, the road that leads to Hallis Hall, so that you don't have to talk to me while I'm driving. And in the middle of the road was somebody doing a driving lesson, and they were practicing a three-point turn in the middle of the road.
You know what? I can't say anything. I'm in that right now. I am in the process of being the dad in the passenger seat with gritted teeth, trying to be cool about stuff, and like almost sideswiped that semi, almost ran over the fire hydrant, but. You know, it's not easy, so have some patience.
Totally understand, totally have the patience. But as you guys know, you get in the way of a bunch of reporters trying to get where they're going. I'm a patient one. I'm a polite one, but I can't speak for the rest of the media room.
Was it so like there, Austin she's just Powers lucky... when he did the three-point turn in the cart?
It did seem like that, and I will say once they were ready to go into reverse, they turned their head to look back, and clearly hadn't shifted gears yet, because then they went forward into the curb.
And, oh no!
Yeah, but here I am. I made it, and I'm talking to you from the Hallis Hall parking lot.
All right. Let's talk first about who's not there, I guess, rather than what's going on actually there. There's two names, and you start wherever you want. The absences, respectively, of Robert Quinn and Kyler Gordon.
So I'll start with Kyler Gordon because he is here. He's just not practicing. I don't know. My guess is it's just an injury, and they're just being extra careful. Eberflus has said from the beginning of these practices that he's just not going to talk about injuries. This time of year, I don't know if that's going to change at a different time of year. But we saw Kyler Gordon present. He was, you know, on the sideline. So that's just my best guess that he just has. You know, he hurt himself in one of the practices we were at, and he came back in. This would have been last month. So I don't know if it's related to that. And it's probably, you know, the problem. It's a new regime, so we shouldn't have to worry about this. But you always think about the whole Kevin White fiasco, because it was this time of year 7 years ago when Kevin White wasn't practicing, and they said everything will be fine, it'll be good to go, and then we all know what happened then. So I hate to use that comparison, but that's the problem when you don't tell us anything about the apparent injury, is you can allow yourself to think of the worst case scenario. But the good news is he is here, he's present, he's just not practicing. Robert Quinn, you know, I'll admit I was a little surprised. I've kind of been along the lines this whole time that the Bears want him here. They understand. We all understand what the Bears are doing, but they probably looked at Robert Quinn and said, hey, this guy knows our defense. He's a veteran. The guys around the team look up to him. It'd be nice to keep him around. We could trade him at the deadline. And the fact that he did not show up to mandatory minicamp when he was here at this time last year, you can start speculating about whether or not he, you know, really wants to be a part of this.
I just go back to the same thing with the contract. I think if his contract were more favorable, A, Bears fans would have been a lot happier about 2 years ago, but B, it's just so hard to trade.
Yeah, it is. I don't have the particulars in front of me, Layla, but, and that's kind of why I thought it'd be a deadline deal, because I thought it would be something where a team that is just in it, a contender, needs that pass rusher, is willing to give up, you know, a third round pick and take on that second half of the season cap space, which isn't as big of a deal at that point because you're not making any other big signings. You'll pay out the rest of his base salary for the year and you're good to go. So yeah, this time of year it might be a little tougher to find a team willing to take that on this year. I think it gets a little bit easier next season to take on that contract. Another reason I think it was whenever the rumors came up around draft week, you know, I was told at that time they were not shopping him then. Now that was, you know, we all know how fluid this stuff is. So I don't know if that, you know, how much is that has changed or, you know, where he's at with this whole situation. But yeah, I mean, it's not the easiest contract for a team to take on for somebody who, you know, yeah, he set the franchise record for sacks last year. He also only had two the year before. So, you know, any team that's interested in taking on that contract has to consider that.
So here it is, according to overthecap.com. And this is one of the worst years. 2022, the base salary, his age 32 season, $12.8 million. Prorated bonus, $4.237. Dead money, and I don't know how much that matters, $12.7 million or $4.4 million. And then the cap number is $17.137 million. And then 2023, he makes even more annually. That's 13.9 with a prorated bonus of the same, 4.237.
Yeah, I mean, you laid it out right there. Like that's why I kind of just figured this would be a trade deadline thing when a team could handle that in the middle of the season. Now, I will say at this time of year, you've made all your free agency moves. All you have to really do at this point is sign a draft class if you haven't finished that yet. Maybe you have a veteran you want to extend. But now a team does know its cap situation. The teams around the league that can afford Robert Quinn know that right now. And if you can afford him today, you could probably afford him in October, November also when the trade deadline hits. So, you know, this is one of those things where it would be like the day before training camp, right? You know, it's a type of thing where you need like a deadline to get, you know, you need something kind of. It's not going to be like, well, I guess hopefully for all of our sakes, it won't be like 4th of July weekend. It's probably going to be something like right before camp. We'll know one way or another if he's going to be part of this team. Because neither, you know, if he doesn't and they want and he wants to be moved, they want to move him. You just don't want that lingering throughout training camp and just being a story each day.
I liked what Justin Fields said about, hey, you ready to play games right now? He's like, no. And his response, he was smiling through it. But it was very clear that, I know the word rebuild is often anathema, but it takes time to put the building blocks in for a new offense. And I think everybody gets it. And I don't necessarily think it denotes any kind of panic, but I liked it. I like the fact it's like, no, we're working on a lot of new stuff with a lot of new people and we're not ready yet. I think it's perfectly okay.
I agree with Dan. I mean, this is the time of year where everyone's in the best shape of their lives. Everyone looks great. Everyone's going to have a breakout season. So it's nice to get that honesty from the quarterback that the offense is just not ready. Now, maybe there's a little bit of Justin Fields. You know, he said he wants to be as prepared as possible. And so right now he knows he's not at that level. You look back to his first NFL start, and I'm sure he was as prepared as he could be, but we all know, looking back at what happened in Cleveland, that was not a scheme, a playbook, a play calling, an offense, anything that was prepared for what, you know, to protect him. So that, you know, that could be in the back of his mind of like, you know, he wants to get to week one and just know everything there is to know about this offense. You know, and listen, this is somebody that has, he's got a rapport with four guys, Cody Whitehair, David Montgomery, Cole Kmet, and Darnell Mooney. Like, everybody else pretty much is new that he's got to get to know and build that and understand, you know, their tendencies and how they fit, the staff themselves trying to sort out the offensive line, sort out who's going to be that starting line of receiver. So, he gets it. There's a long way to go for this offense.
I really appreciated the moment of true empathy from Darnell Mooney when he said, Justin Fields' success is my success. That was pretty great. But it also just really illustrates the dedication I think he's putting into being that WR1. What was your takeaway from those two discussing each other and then also just the level of attention that they've paid to trying to be on the same page each play?
Yeah, Layla, I think they, you know, the Bears are hoping they have the QB1 WR1 for years, right? Like that, like this is the makings of a duo that can be really successful with each other, and they understand each other and they can make each other better. And yeah, Mooney gets it. If Fields has a really good year, Darnell Mooney is the recipient of that. If Darnell Mooney is getting open all the time and catching everything thrown his way, he's going to make Justin Fields look a lot better too. So they're both like, we've talked about this before, but Ryan Poles singling out Darnell Mooney back at the combine, you know, really gave you an inside look of what this new regime thinks of him, especially when this is a regime that got rid of just about everybody they could that was here when they got here. So you know that he has all the intangibles, the work ethic, and also the skill. Like, you know, you can say all those things about a guy, but if he's a third string player, you're probably not going to be singling him out in front of the media. This is somebody that they have really, really high hopes for. And, you know, the same, they haven't necessarily, they've talked about that way with Justin Fields kind of when they're forced to, you know, and I think they've been understandably careful with that. And there's certainly different expectations. We're talking about Darnell Mooney being a fifth-round pick, and Justin Fields is supposed to be the guy that saves the franchise, known for never having a franchise quarterback. But their hope is that these two guys are wired similarly in terms of work ethic, and that that's going to allow them to form this bond and be able to help lift an offense that doesn't have a whole lot of other players that you can really count on.
Hey, Kevin, who makes the decisions, and what is the process involved in who talks in these situations in this particular format? Do you guys as a group put in requests, or is it informal, or is there a head of PR that's single-handedly making the decisions? Is Eberflus, like, what's the actual chain of command that says these are the players who will be made available after or before this practice today?
Yeah, so it's a mix of we make requests, and I think, you know, they look at the requests, and then they kind of, the PR staff has an understanding of who we might want if we didn't request. And, you know, like, it's mini camp. We haven't talked to Justin Fields since April. It's time for Justin Fields to talk. I think with him specifically, there's probably more that goes on that involves Ryan Poles and Matt Eberflus about when do we want our quarterback, you know, our young quarterback who's only in his second year, his first year as a full-time starter, to talk. But yeah, just the general, the three guys we get, it's a mix of requests and then them just kind of, you understand, like, I'll find out hopefully in a few minutes who's going to be talking today, but we can kind of make a few guesses of it's mini camp. We're going to get maybe some of the veterans, some of the team leaders. Maybe we'll get Roquan Smith again this week. David Montgomery, haven't talked to him in a little bit. You know, some of the guys like that.
Okay, I just wonder what we can read into someone's presence, what it means about how the team feels about somebody.
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into it. You know, there was, like, last week with the OTA mishap, there was requests for Cole Kmet and Jeremiah Tashu because they're like the NFLPA co-alternate reps for the team. So they were kind of the ones that we had that had been requested to handle that kind of situation from a player's perspective. So there was a little thought in that from the reporter side of things. But yeah, I would recommend, you know, this time of year, not reading too much into it. And then hopefully come training camp, certainly regular season, we're going to have open locker room again for the first time since the 2019 season. And we'll really get to finally get to know these guys. I was talking to somebody yesterday. You know, any guys drafted in 2020 and 2021 still really have no idea who any of us are. You know, Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet, Jalen Johnson, Justin Fields, Tevin Jenkins, like they don't know us. They really have had no casual interactions with us. They've barely seen people. Some of the reporters without their masks on or not over Zoom.
Yeah, you don't want to see them without their masks on.
Well, for
the press company accepted.
I can't speak for everybody there, Dan, but yeah, it's a weird dynamic, especially for a team that's so young and has so many new players. Like Cody Whitehair and Eddie Jackson might be the only ones on the roster, and David Montgomery, Roquan Smith, those four might be the only ones that really kind of know who some of us are. And so it's just going to be it's just an interesting situation with a team that's just had this overhaul, and then you factor in the pandemic and what that's done to the reporting structure.
There were some interesting points that Eddie Jackson made that you also pointed out in your story on The Athletic that you had with Adam Johns. And the quote where he talks about Brisker, and he says about Jaquan Brisker, "Yes, that's what I feel. Just having somebody who loves to play that position and can take weight off your shoulders, and I can focus on roaming and getting the ball." You're already seeing him need to depend on Brisker. And additionally,
I don't want to hit people.
I need you to talk about tackling. What did you think of what Eddie Jackson said there? Because you don't pull that quote and use it in a story unless there's a reason to.
Yeah, I mean, that. I think it was actually your esteemed colleague Mark Grody who asked the question that led to that, which was something essentially, because I was asking Eddie Jackson just about Jaquan Brisker and how they complement each other and what he thinks of the rookie. And then he started talking about how Brisker said to him, "I like tackling. I like playing the box." And Eddie Jackson's like, "Go for it." Great. And Grody followed up with that. You seem like you like that. You prefer that. And I think we all kind of know, right? Like when Eddie Jackson was at his best, Adrian Amos was right there with him. And Adrian Amos, you know, was perfectly content being in the box. He was better in the box. You know, when Pagano came, they were used a little interchangeably. And there were times, I know a lot of people never want to believe this, there are actually a few times that Eddie Jackson has come and laid the lumber on somebody. It's just not his strength. Like, you just, like, why would you run a defense and take somebody and put him in a situation where that's just not where he's at his best? So he understands it. He gets it. Seems like the coaches get it. We won't really understand how they're going to work together in the scheme until the games begin. But you just look at skill sets on their own between Brisker and Jackson, and it's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense that they can play off each other, and that's going to allow Jackson a lot of freedom to kind of play center field where he's at his best.
Kevin Fishbane, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
It is currently 91 degrees and partly cloudy, heading up to a high of 95 degrees starting at 4 o'clock. And it is hot, and we know that everyone in Chicago is changing their behaviors. We can see that the local news is giving us massive heat wave, heat dome, hellfire blast in Chicago. So we're going to do something a little different because of Layla's experience in Texas and like working on the surface of the sun. She's going to serve as Judge Rahimi for something we're calling Heat Court. So 312-644-6767. We can do this via text. We can do it via phone call. We want to know your behaviors, either what you are doing or what you are avoiding. And then Layla is going to judge the performance of you, the Chicagoan or Chicago area native, in this oppressive heat. Heat Court is next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We'll bring you on into the temps, and we're all doing okay. Wow, 750 degrees in Gila Bend right now. Some surprise is starting to heat up as well at 1,300 degrees. So, you know, again, I'm not your dad, but I would get out.
Edition of Heat Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Layla
Wait for
Rahimi.
It. One more time.
A little key change at the end, too. The Honorable Judge Rahimi is presiding. What you're doing, what you're not doing, and you shall be judged. The text line is absolutely exploding right now with so many aspects here, and let's just start around. Are we prepared? Are you set? Can we get in? If I may function as bailiff here and just kind of get into the docket?
Got a better
sure,
bailiff.
Sure, yes.
All right. The 847 says, I'm still going on my 5-mile walk, just hosing myself down like Flashdance beforehand.
Okay, I like this because it involves water and you're probably getting some interesting looks. If you're not, I suggest you walk in different places but keep the same method. Listen, when I said in my here's how I deal with 100 degrees list, number 6 is drink more water than you think. That should really be number 1. So hosing yourself down is always good. And frankly, my mom used to hose me and my brother down when we were playing outside in the summer. So I say it goes.
Okay. The 630 says...
Wait,
Judge
do I get the law and order thing or no? Yes. Okay. Yes.
Judge Rahimi, my case is this. I drive from the West Loop to work in Round Lake Beach. I have no air conditioning or not turning on the air conditioning. Windows rolled down. It's roughly under 60 miles one way. What do you say? A 60-mile drive, windows open, no AC.
So the reason that local news stations often talk about heat waves is because of this factor that people still live their lives in this fascinating condition where they don't have air conditioning in their car or their home. And that's really where the health concern comes in. 60 miles without your air conditioner, you'd better roll down the windows, because if not, you have some serious, serious heat being trapped in that car. So I don't think it's the best idea for your health, and you might get some bugs in the grill, whether that's your car grill or your mouth. But other than that, I feel like that's the best way to deal with it. I worry about the rest of your week.
I'm not the judge, but I say turn on the damn AC.
I don't think he has it from what I saw from the text. I thought he didn't have it.
No, it didn't say that. It just said that they're I don't know. It might be a choice. Or you can do what Jason Goff once told me is referred to as American Dream, and that is air conditioning full blast and windows wide open. Now, that's pretty cool, even though gas is $100 a gallon.
That's like smashing a $1 million guitar at a concert. By the way, when I lived without air conditioning, I was not above putting my head in the freezer to cool off.
The 309 asks, Judge Rahimi, can I walk into a nice restaurant with swamp ass from being outside, or do I have to shower first?
Okay, I'm bringing everybody in for this one. I need a jury, because while swamp ass is acceptable in some parts of these United States, I still feel like sweat is looked down upon in this region of the country, and therefore the region of your pants where the sweat would be. But I don't want to be judgmental here because sweat is normal, as is one of the items on my list. How do you deal with the heat? You accept the life and you understand that your body is supposed to sweat. But do you really want to be sitting in a restaurant with swamp ass? Does that sound comfortable to you? Guys, what do we think? Jury?
I think it can't happen. I'm sorry. If you can avoid it, avoid
yes.
it.
Yes. I would say unless there are extenuating circumstances that you absolutely couldn't help it, I would say probably shower or do the Rick can't move and have a change of clothes with you before you go to the restaurant. Or as you go to the restaurant, head to the bathroom and change clothes.
Yes. Maybe you change in the bathroom and don't ask questions. If you're adjacent to this person in the bathroom changing. But here's the other thing. Just accept that you're probably going to have to take a couple showers in a day. And that's life right now.
708 says, I am a rep for a carbonated alcoholic seltzer company, and I work in grocery stores. What I do is I spend extra time in the walk-in coolers, sometimes answering my emails from the cooler.
Yes, this is similar to my head in the freezer quick fix. If you feel better being in the cooler, then you can stay there. Because how many times do we joke, Dan, that our studio is a meat locker?
Ugh.
However, don't forget to leave the cooler.
When does it get weird? When do patrons of the grocery store like walk by like that guy's still in the cooler?
Well, he's in the walk-in part, right? He's not like standing in the door of the case that faces the aisle. Right?
Right. He's not responding to emails next to butter or anything like that. Like,
or is he? Because if so, that's bold, and that needs another topic here. Here's what we do know. We like alcoholic seltzer, and we like the grocery store.
Correct.
Next.
Several food-based questions here.
And oh, no.
This one, there's a 708. I think you can deal with the food stuff maybe in one ruling here, Your Honor. The 708 says, I have food to bake or roast, and I won't turn on my oven in this heat. Another texter says, cream-based soups for dinner, are they acceptable?
I am one of those crazy people who eats soup in this weather, because how are you going to get used to the weather? How are you going to get used to it? By avoiding it? No. You have to do what the Bears did yesterday. You have to love the heat like you love football. You have to understand that the answer to the heat is more heat. I used to keep my house at 78. You know why? That's how you get used to this. It's like when I moved to Philly, I kept the house at 54. A, because it was built in the 1800s, and B, because I had to get used to it. So you know what? Have your soup. Just don't go outside and do jumping jacks afterward in 95 degrees because it might come back to you. And another thing, people, stop living things outside. I know I saw pizza and that got 2 million views or whatever on Twitter. Do not leave anything outside right now in this heat. It's going to go bad for you. Wait, what was the other food question again?
It was not turning on the oven to roast things.
I don't think... It depends on the model of your oven. Some ovens self-vent, but a lot of people tend to avoid it, so you just use a grill. Isn't that the whole point of the grill, is to grill in this kind of weather so you don't have to use the oven?
I thought that was the point of why deep frying was a part of Southern cuisine, was because it didn't heat the whole house.
I mean, it comes with its own issues, so therefore you could air fry it, right?
Ah, I don't know if you're going to air fry a pork loin roast, but I would say...
Why not? Will it air fry?
Different segment. We have a caller to Heat Court. Ryan in Carpentersville, welcome as we swear you in.
Hey, Dan and Layla. I am seal coating parking lots and applying 400-degree tar to asphalt right now.
Is that considered hot mix, or is that considered the like... What's the one that's not the hot mix that they use in the summer?
It's a crack sealant. It's emulsified crack sealant.
Okay, I knew there was something that wasn't the same.
I don't know how it is that sounds awful, frankly. I'm just glad I'm not doing that.
Ryan in Carpentersville, you're a badass. How can we help you today?
Yeah. I think he's asking just whether or not that it's something he should be doing.
Okay, so this is something that I learned as a news reporter. There is something that is the alternative to the hot mix, but it's been a long time since I've had to talk about it because we have different issues here with construction season and non. But first of all, I feel bad for that guy. That sounds miserable. And then secondly, whatever that alternative is for hot mix seems like something a lot of states use in the heat. So that way, like, people's safety and also the roads can be better cured. You guys know better than I do, but I feel like there's something there.
Next on Heat Court, Rob in McHenry on the score.
What's up, guys?
So, hello.
I have a question. I'm a baseball umpire at night, and I had a game last night, obviously hot. And is it cool to have about 2 inches all over the strike zone bigger when it's that hot?
Yes.
To me, it sure
yes.
Is. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Spoken as a pitching dad, the answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah, I mean, the first kid comes up, and it's 3 inches outside, and I strike, and the kid looks at me. I'm like, kid, it's 94 degrees. I'm overweight. I'm back here hot.
Yes. I, wholeheartedly. Absolutely.
Nice as long as Greg to call.
Robin McHenry, ways. We don't deserve you. You sound like somebody who's having fun and new sports. As a ref or umpire, that is amazing. God bless you.
But I do need a ruling because I wasn't kidding. 5 o'clock
legal.
doubleheader on turf today.
Do you remember that trash lineup that Tony La Russa put out last year when it was 100 degrees in Kansas City? One of our texters reminded me of that.
No.
If that's okay, Robin McHenry is the president.
All right, let's grab a few more of these next segment because 312-644-6767. We're not quite ready to gavel out this session of Heat Court yet, so we'll do a little more of it ahead of transition on the score.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Getting some work done in Heat Court. Now, this is our efficiency level of moving through our docket, of getting things, rendering judgments, creating, and I think you've been kind and lenient. You haven't sentenced anyone to death yet, so I think that's a victory.
I think the Heat sentences people. I just do the judging. That's what we do here on the score. I'm gonna have the Night Court theme stuck in my head for the rest of my life. Okay, so I'm seeing a bunch of texts. I had no idea the text line would explode from this, but
yeah, I kind of did.
765. My 75-year-old grandfather refuses to get AC. He has all the windows open and multiple fans going. I've even offered to buy a window unit. He refuses and tells me, get a grip and cope. No! You are, for the 99,000th time, you are not stronger than the sun! I don't care if we're talking about sunscreen, which should be worn anytime it's daylight, or in clouds, because the sun still works. It's not like all the plants died when it's cloudy out. And you know that whole chlorophyll business doesn't come from nowhere. No, you cannot just get a grip. The sun and the atmosphere of this here Earth and solar system are real things. You are not stronger than the sun. Neither is your grandfather. He may be a very strong guy. Just not stronger than a celestial body that we rotate around.
Your grandpa isn't stronger than the sun. Did Judge Rahimi ever do the perfunctory television segment with frying an egg on a car or the sidewalk?
Oh, yes, the illustrative. We call that a demonstrative stand-up in the business where you're like, I'm outside here at this intersection, and you know the temperature is measured in the shade by the National Weather Service, but we're in the sun, and right now the temperature on this black car says it's X degrees. Let's see what we can do. And then they crack something, or yeah. I have not. We just had the issue of, like, certain epoxies not working anymore. You know, they're just melted in the heat. So that's really about as close as we got. But I think that somebody did that recently in Arizona. They did do something like bake something in a car or something like that. Because if you leave all your car windows up and you don't have tinted windows, which I hear those are illegal here,
Yes.
And then you don't have the reflective thingy on your dashboard, you can probably get the temperature up pretty high.
Yeah, that's why they say always check to make sure you don't have a kid or in the back seat. I mean, that is the people die every year. We have lots of drinkers have questions here. Summed up in this.
Yes.
It's all it says is beer. If you're sweating them out immediately, can/should you drink extras?
Yes, you can. I think there are a lot of people who can actually tolerate more alcohol in the heat because you're sweating so much. But that's why I always say, drink a lot of water, more water than you think.
How about this? Is there a hack to keep my sunglasses from fogging up when I leave the house in this weather?
Oh, I think there's a spray. I heard about the spray, but also just I think that's the change of the temperature whenever you immediately like leave the front door. Usually most sunglasses will acclimate quite quickly afterward, I believe.
And we are hearing from two sets. There's a particular representation here from people who work in HVAC saying thank the people that are actually on roofs working on air conditioning units or outside your house working on AC units. And from mail carriers, some who are talking about changing hats, some talking about putting ice bags underneath or on top of the head, under the hat. So I would say, as an official response from Bernstein and Rahimi Heat Court, thank you to HVAC techs, umpires, and our mail carriers.
Oh, always thank you. Additionally, we got this interesting question from 847. Is it okay if I do not share my extra cool towels with people who didn't bring them to the Little League game because I want to save them for me only? And this got me thinking. This is a conundrum wrapped in an enigma, wrapped in another word for a question. Because right now, as we speak, I have a cooling towel in my freezer. Because people, just bring towels with you. Sweat is normal. Just dab off the sweat. But also, the cold towel on the back of the neck, major key. That's something that you absolutely have to do. But you know what? Just like in cold weather, when you know everybody tells you here in Chicago that it's really not about the cold weather, it's about the gear you have, I say the same goes for the heat. So if you don't share things with people in cold weather because they didn't prepare, then you have to apply the same theory to your hot weather situation.
847, is it acceptable to say to the wife it's too hot to cuddle?
Yes. I had two different relationships in the summer and the winter in Texas. And it was with the same person. It's just too hot. Dry fit sheets, guys. Dry fit sheets in the summer.
Dry fit sheets like a dry fit shirt?
Yeah, that's the life I lived in Houston, Dan. You sweat in your sleep. There's absolutely no cuddling. It is way too hot to cuddle with anything. Pillow, anything.
That text,
person, dog.
I don't remember the name of Robin Harris's character who was part of the de facto Greek chorus in Do the Right Thing. But I do remember what he said about, quote-unquote, cuddling and a hot day. The 773 posits, said, my dad's friends said you should drink hot coffee when it's hot because that achieves homeostasis of hot on the outside and in. Judge?
It reminds me of the song Ice Cream Paint Job by Dureau where he says, cream on the inside, clean on the outside, or vice versa, I forget. I don't know that that's necessarily a thing because that's a lot of science for me, but it kind of goes with my soup theory. Have more heat in the heat just because you'll get used to something that way.
I love this. 815 and others are saying, can I please get Rob the umpire's number for our games? He says they call every 10U game like it's the ninth inning of the World Series. Nobody wants to see your kid walk three times in 2 hours. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, Rob needs to be a recurring segment. So that's how I feel.
Are you saying parents don't want their kids to walk off? It's like they're not walking off the island. They're just not walking off the diamond.
It's games you win or lose by walks suck for everybody. They suck to win. They suck to lose. No one feels good about shrimping away a victory like that. And the kids feel like garbage. And the kids know, like, hey, you won. You got your trophy. And the kids are like, yeah, whatever. I mean, so I'm for the large strike zones in that regard. One more. One more. Is it acceptable to stop at a fast food drive-thru every 2 hours to get frozen drinks and fountain drinks?
Hell yeah. I used to do that all the time.
People
when I had
don't
to shoot
do
2 days.
Anyway?
Like when I used to shoot 2 days in Texas, and frankly, it wasn't 2 days until somebody threw up. That's how you knew. That was the official start of football practice. The best insulating item I had, because swell bottles and stuff like that weren't out yet, was styrofoam, unfortunately. I know it's terrible for the environment, and it did keep everything super cold. Drinks for everyone. Also, that's hydrating again. It's all the same. Hydrate.
That will conclude our first edition of Heat Court. A key change is so critical there. We have Transition coming up with Lawrence Holmes next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.